Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say good morning to everyone. And first, I want to say to the main Father above, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for this day, for another day that you have given me, another birthday of life. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you and thank you. I want to apologize for who all that are listening for the lateness, but due to the devil, he tried to make everything impossible. But yet, I want to say, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I'm going to start off with a prayer. Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, especially for this day, because without you, I would not be here. I would not have this day. I would not have this day of another birth. Another day of birth that you have given me life to live and to hold and to love and to pray and to praise and to glorify your name. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons. I thank you for my bloodline family. I thank you for my sisters and my brothers, my uncles and aunts and all in the spiritual field. Lord, I thank you because I know we would not be here to cherish and to praise and to live another day. I thank you for this last month of the year, the birth month of so many of my family members, including myself, but the mainly birth, Lord, I thank you for you. But this is your day, your month, your birthday to be born into this world, the world of love for you to teach us, the word of hope for you to teach us, to give us the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom and the words of our Father, your Father, God, our Father. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. There's no time in the day to thank you enough. I just want to thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the ones that can hear, that can see, that can walk, that can talk. For our arms, legs, our body features that you have given us, some was not born with it. Some lost the usage of it. But Lord, I thank you for life that we have. And I thank you for you being in my life, the head of my life, the one I love and cherish the most in my life, because you have the knowledge and the teaching that I desire and that I need more and more information of, more testing of, more knowledge, more understanding. Lord, I thank you because without you, this world would not be here. I want to thank you for another day. I cannot stop thanking you. And I just want to say, Lord, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I want to give up to this day to talk about the things that I'm hearing going on in this world. I'm asking and praying on this peace, the peace of this world, the peace between each and every one of us, the peace of the people that you put on this world, earth. We need peace between us, no matter what your race, your color, your religion, your lifestyle is. We need peace among ourselves. We need the peace of the man of the government to know and to understand the knowledge, the need, the lives of the people of this world. Not just what they want, but what is needed for this world to function, for what this world needs to operate, for this world needs to move on with happiness, love, and peace and understanding. Lord, we need you to bless us through all thick and thin, through all ups and downs, no matter what your problem is. Lord, there are some that have some worse than you, but we all need to understand, to give our situations, our problems, our mishap, our finance, our life, our health into the hands of God our Father. Lord, we need you to bless us and keep us and to help us understand that without your love, your understanding, and to have with you, there will be no peace of mind. Try to help hurt others. People out here today, it's making it a lifestyle. Some's making it a game. They're making it an everyday issue of what they can do to hurt, harm, or endanger others. That is not their place. It is wrong unto them, but yet the devil has them to think it's the way of life. Of people that is hurting people because of jealousy. I might have a new pair of shoes and mine might be a little old, but yet those will try to take your shoes, take your house, take your car, take your life. That is not right. It is not their call. It is not for them to judge whose life should stay and whose life should end. We need more understanding. We need more teaching. We need you, Lord, to send these guardian angels down to help us to understand that life is in your hands, not in their hands. No matter what your misunderstanding is, you can work it out. You can talk it out. You can fix it. When you're done, get down on your knees, throw it up to God, put it in His hand. He can solve all problems. He can help you no matter what. You can ask for it today, because it don't come tomorrow. Don't break your faith. There's still hope. There's still mercy. There's still love. There's still life. God will send all your answers. He will end all your problems. He will fix all your situations when the time is right. He has a better time schedule than you can ever imagine. He knows what you need, when you need it, how you need it, where you need it. Do not misunderstand. God is the answer. The devil might have you working today good and this and this and that, but the consequences is damnation. It has a pit of unkindly, unfaithful, unruly, ugly, and hatred people. That's all they're trying to do is hurt you more. You need help. You need love. You need a situation that only God can handle, and He can show you how to get there. He can show you the way. He can take you through all your ups and downs, because you might want this. It might not be meant for you. Just because one have it don't mean you need to have it too. You might have something better, bigger, more for you. The world today needs more of love and understanding through God and His Son, Lord Jesus, which is having the biggest, brightest, loving day. I call this the morning of the Jesus' birth. Today is the 23rd of December. The biggest day of this month and this year, I say, is the 25th of December. That's when God gave us His Son, His seed, to bring us the knowledge and the love, and to understand that there would be more peace, more love, more happiness through our Father God and His Son, Lord Jesus, than you can ever imagine. You can ever understand the thrill and the life and the joy and the feeling and the hope and the brightest star, the brightest life. To have the glow of the love of God, we need to worship and to understand only God has the peace that we need. We need to pray it down, bring it down, ask Lord to let it rain down on all these people that He have chosen and decided to put on this earth. We ask that you pray for the peace of mind of people to understand hatred, hurt, and deceit does not bring peace, do not bring happiness, do not bring the love and enjoyment of life that you can have. We might not always have what we want, when we want, where we want it, or how we want it, but when we do get it, it's the best of life you can ever imagine. Because with God and Jesus, He can bless you more, with more, on how more, how much more. Oh, the thrill and the joy of life, no matter what you're going through. I'm going through a little procedures, surgeries, and this just because it didn't come out the way I wanted to, because it's a slow procedure. I'm still thanking God daily, in and out, 24, every time I can think. I say thank you. And thank you. Because I know when you say it's time, it's going to be time. It's going to be His way, and I'm going to say thank you. I want it. Because I know you know what's best for me. No matter how bad I want it now, I'm yet thanking the Lord because I'm going to wait for Him and my Father to make it right, to make it the way they want it to be, no matter how I want it to be. I know they know what's best for me. I know they know the love and the joy and to understand that I need to learn and I need to understand it. But I still thank them, Father. I thank the Son that I call my big brother. I thank my Father and I thank my brother for however they choose for my life to go, that I thank Him. No matter how we want it to go, still thank Him. God has us in His life, and we should want to stay in His life. Let Him rule and to understand and to help us understand and to bring us the knowledge and the understanding of His love that is the most truthful, cherishing, wonderful love, feeling of joy of life that you can never imagine. All I know, I can see that He has me, because I'm still here to exist and to praise and to thank Him. And yet I see He has me, that I might be here another day. I didn't have to wake up this morning. I didn't have to walk, talk, breathe, or move, or see what I can see this morning. If it wasn't for the love and the knowledge and the understanding of my Father and my big brother, Lord Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you, and I will never stop thanking you. And I just pray to each and every one of you out that's listening, even the ones that can't listen through the voice in the wind, that I would praise and pray that God will blow the wind to let them understand He is our answer. He is our true Father. He can open up the doors where everyone have closed in your face. He can open up another door that's so much bigger, so much better, so much loving, so much you couldn't even imagine. Let's need for you all to understand, when He show up, when God and Lord Jesus show up, they show out, there will be a star of life adjustment movement. And I can't explain that the beauty that it will be, the joyful that it will be, the understanding that you don't have, you will have. He actually will teach you and to give you the knowledge and the understanding. A lot of you might be saying, why she's repeating herself? She don't know what she's saying, because that's what the devil's telling me now. But all I know is God. 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 Jesus, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. My Father, it's His Son, my brother, is the head of my life. No matter what is going wrong that the devil claims he can fix, he can't fix it the right way. He can't fix it my Father's way. He can't fix it Christ, Lord Jesus' way. He can't fix it the better way. That's why when you need peace, you need love, you need understanding, just put it into your Father's hand. Put it into God's hand. Ask the Lord to help you understand why their hands, their way of life is more trusting, more worthy, more of a understanding, more than you can ever imagine. If you ask for it Monday, it's not here Tuesday or Wednesday. Just wait. Because when He answers, when our Father and Son sends you the answer, when they send what is really necessarily, what is really needed for you in life, it would be such a blessing, such a knowledge of understanding that we need. We just need to say, no matter what we're going through, no matter what is happening, no matter what it is, we still need to tell God. We need to tell the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you. Because you never know how much harm, danger, and misunderstanding He have blown past you. Can't say how many times things just happen. It's right around you. But you need to thank God. You need to thank Jesus to let them know it could have been you. How many times have something happened so close and it missed you? How many times have something happened to you and all you can say is, Lord, I thank you, because you yourself know it could have been so much worse. How many of you been in accidents? Things happening right around you in the neighborhood, so close, but yet the Lord decided not you. Let Him understand that it is His word, His life, His understanding. There no man shall harm His word, misuse His word. Although they are trying, they are twisting His words, they are twisting His way of life, but yet you know, you're a true believer, you know. You ask for the Lord wisdom, the guidance. You ask God to show you the way and to keep these false prophets, these lying teachers, these lying fake angels away from you. So I'm just putting it into everyone that is listening, and I just ask, never, I'm asking you, never, never stop believing in God our Father with His Son, Christ Lord Jesus, because their answer, their way of life, what they have for you, for your life here on the earth that they bless you to be on, is more knowledgeable, more enjoyment, more love, and more understanding with them. Say, I want to go to the penthouse where the joy and the air condition and the world and the love and the joy, where you don't have to watch who you be around or who you walk into, with or who you're talking to or who you see, because I know everyone there in that penthouse is of God and only of God and the Son, Lord Jesus. Well, you don't have to burn and get study hurt, study misused, study, oh, just aggravation, study mishap in life. So I'm going to ask you and y'all to pray for peace among each other, among ourselves in this world, and to understand God and our Son and His Son, our brother, is the answer, and the only answer, and the only answer. No matter if anyone listening or might want to have words or have anything to say on what I just said or have something that they want to bring of knowledge into understanding, you can speak now and to joy the worship and the love of the loving month of the birth in a few days that we celebrate of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone? Well, I want to thank you all that might be listening, however you can listen. And I want to ask you if you can please join us on our next service, which is Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, with Iron Sharpened Iron. And on Friday night, there's Elder Kathy Kendall, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. And you can tune in again on Sunday mornings with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, with Let's Talk. And I pray and I pray and I have to understand that God is our answer, and to keep Him and to keep Him and to keep Him in your prayers and your mind and your heart and your life, because He is the answer and the only answer. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. So keep up the knowledge and the love of the Lord, and I bless to each and every one of you. Take God into your life, and to love, and to honor, and to take your problems to Him. He has the answer, the only answer, and the best answer. And I thank you, and I thank you. And you have a safe, blessed, and loving day. Bye.